London's a lot of things to a lot of people. But for me, it's the city that gave the world the suit. Invented over 100 years ago, the suit still remains at the heart of business dress. The morning, right after the sun pops up. That's my favorite time of day. I take a moment to think about what I'm going to wear. My working week always has the suit at the center of it. It's really just about choosing the right one. For me, it has to be a design classic. Suits have proved to be very adaptable, even back in the 50s when the cut was loose and the fabrics heavy. My wardrobe reflects the fact that times have changed, and putting on a suit doesn't need to feel like hard work. A modern suit doesn't have to be about conforming either. You just need to find your points of difference. I start with an English shirt, before adding a few personal touches. Style has to be accompanied by substance. And in a work environment, it pays to be the one who's wearing the slim, flat-front trousers. I spend a minute getting my tie right. The front blade just hits the top of my belt, and there's always a dimple in the knot. It's only right when the result looks like it just happened by chance. Loud patterns don't work in the office. Not until you own the business. So I wear suits with texture. It reminds me of what was good about the jackets men wore in the 50s. Then there's the shoes. In my mind, nothing is more revealing than a man's shoes. For me, it has to be a solid pair of Northampton-made Oxfords. They get me where I'm going, in more ways than one. But just like the purple lining in my favorite suit, I like an element of the unexpected. True style is never dull, never obvious. You should always keep people guessing.